time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over Washington on Sunday afternoon.
A lot of expectations and talk about this game, a lot of hype coming into this game. Do you guys feel like you proved that you're the best offense in the NFL right now?
No, just proving we can win games. Just playing Raven football right now. I don't think that really proved anything. Like we the best offense. You know, there's always room for improvement. It's only like the sixth game. There's always room for improvement though, because it was still MEs happening out there. You know, we still had tries where we should have put points on the board, the interception, stuff like that.
Do you feel like this is the most balanced offense you've had here in Baltimore?
Somewhat. In a way, you can say yeah. Because 2019, we was pretty balanced until guys, like, you know, went down at the end of the season. But, yeah, you can say that.
Lamar, you talked about keeping your foot on the gas in games, and you guys, I think, scored 5 straight possessions before closing it out. What did it mean to be able to just consistently put up wins throughout this game?
I really feel like we just proved ourselves right. You know, instead of just talking about it, we was about it today. Just putting points on the board. We started off slow. Even when we was scoring on those drives, I still felt like we was kind of off some way. But like I said, there's room for improvement. We just got to keep stacking.
Well, there's so much about Jaden Daniels this week. I know you always say, I don't play against the other quarterback. I play against their defense. Are you motivated by that, by all the hype about Jaden Daniels coming into this building?
Nah, I believe he deserves all the hype he's getting. You know, he played a tremendous game out there. They just came up short. And he's been proving it. You know, his rookie season, first 6 games, he's been playing amazing.
Lamar, two 90-plus yard touchdown drives, that's not very common in the same game. What's the mentality when you take over there in your, deep in your net?
Well, let's get from my backs against the wall, just get positive yards and try to finish with some points on the board. And that's pretty much what we did, those 2 drives.
Lamar, we heard what Zay thought, you know, when he sees man coverage, he thinks, what is in your mind when you see man coverage kind of across the board with these weapons that you have?
Who I'm going to throw it to. Because I know once whoever get the ball on that play, somebody going to come back and be like, I was open. It's like, bro, it's only 1 football. Like, I can't throw like this, like, you know, so, like, just pretty much just getting into our, one of my guys, and let them do work.
Well, our critics this season has been double-digit leads entering the fourth quarter. You go in with 14 points, and it never gets relinquished because it's like you were mentioning previously that scoring in the fourth was important for you guys, and you were able to do that today. Just what's the satisfaction there?
Not just scoring in the fourth. You know, just every opportunity we out there on that field, my offense, we just trying to put points on the board. We don't like coming up short. You know, we bust out behind in practice. You know, against our scout team, first team, it don't really matter, trying to put points on the board. So we get in the game. It's like we're not seeing these guys every day. We should be able to move the ball and find little hiccups in their defense to put points on the board, and that's what we did.
Lamar, has that having Derrick Henry increased your confidence of when you have to eat clock and have those game-ending drives?
I always got confidence, but definitely. definitely, man. We just know he just need a lane. He gonna do the rest, man. And every time it's like a little crease, he always just go full force and just get many yards.
Lamar, after the interception on the first drive and the uncharacteristic snap by Tyler on the second, I mean, what are you saying to your guys on the sideline? What was it, a frustrated sideline for a minute there? Or?
I mean, we know we just gonna have to deal with it. When we watch a film, we gonna get on each other. Like, that was some BS right there, but. We was good. You know, we didn't blink at all. We was, you know, we're going to get an opportunity. We just got to put points on the board. Our defense stopped them. We went down and executed. We just got to keep doing that without the MEs, the mistakes.
How exciting was to get Mark Andrews involved in the offense today?
Oh, it was dope. I told him last week he's supposed to score. I threw a bad ball. He was open to the left side of Cincinnati. And I told him, I'm like, bro, I got to get you in the end zone next week. No, I was ticked off with myself. He was mad at me too, but he didn't say nothing about it though. He like we good. Like, he told me, he was like, I was mad at you at first. I'm like, bro, I was mad at my damn self. Like, he ain't gonna be madder than me, you know. But it was dope to get him in the end zone, man. He hasn't been there since what, like week 10 of last year or something. But it was dope, man. There's many more to come.
Lamar, you know, you're now the second leading rushing QB in NFL history. It's only Michael Vick ahead of you. I know you grew up really liking Mike.
what does that mean to kind of, it's just the two of you at the top of that particular leaderboard?
I mean, it's dope. Not just because, you know, it's Mike Vick, number one, but it's like all the great guys who I'm in great company with, you know, Cam Newton and stuff like that, Stephen McNair, like all those great guys who was before me. It's just great to be in discussion with those guys.
We do two more.
Lamar, did you come into today feeling like it could be a big day for, say, Flowers?
I come in feeling like any guy can have a big day, G. I'm not going to lie to you. We just got that type of mentality and the guys who's around us.
Lamar, what's it say about this offense that they had, what, 9 for 130 in the first half? You didn't catch a ball in the second half, but you guys didn't slow down at all.
It's a pick your poison offense. That's pretty much what I've been saying since camp when we got Derrick Henry and stuff like that. And then we got Mark, Zay, Isaiah Likely, Bateman, Nelly, Charlie. Patrick Carr, like we got all these guys, Tylan Wallace, we got all these guys on our offense. Justice Hill, I can't forget about Justice, and our offensive line, you know, the whole unit. It's like we got guys who want to work, who want to win, and that's just pretty much what it's showing out there.
All right, thanks, Lamar.